Hi, this is Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Is real estate on your mind? It's on ours 24/7. Whether you're buying, selling, investing, or in need of an appraisal, you have questions, we have answers.
Thinking of buying or selling a house and have questions? Tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable, hosted by locally owned and operated Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, on Saturday mornings at 11 and Sunday mornings at 11:30.
The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, in with my husband and fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Pat. How are you today?
Very good. How are you?
Oh, excellent. And in with us today are our guests from Serve Pro of Hanover Township, Bear Creek. We have Heidi Vandermark, Marketing Manager, and Jay Rake, Sales and Marketing Rep.
Good morning, Jackie. Thanks for having us back.
Good morning, Jackie.
We are here every Saturday and Sunday. We talk real estate. We have been listing and selling real estate for over 40 years. Our Century 21 Quality Service Award-winning office has many experienced realtors. Feel free to email us
at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions at JRUDDY.com, or you can call us toll free at 888-399-5225. That's 888-399-JACK.
Find us on Facebook at Jack Ruddy and view our listings or search the MLS by going to JRUDDY.com. That's JRUDDY.com. If you'd like to hear a special topic on the show, you can feel free to email us also at
Send it to questions@jruddy.com, and maybe it'll be a show.
Okay, guys, Heidi and Jay, thanks for coming back with us again this week.
Thank you.
We're here today to, we're going to talk about water damage, what happens in those situations, and then mold.
Right, and water's a big one, especially in Pennsylvania. We have very, very cold, snowy winters. We also have very rainy spring and summers, especially this year is a good example.
Yes, I was thinking about that on the way into the studio today. And improperly dealt with water coming into a property, into a home, into a structure can cause an unhealthy environment. Would you agree with that?
Exactly. After a water loss, it's very important to get the water cleaned up quickly. Mold can start forming anywhere from 24 to 48 hours. If there's high humidity, it could be even sooner. So it's definitely important to get that cleaned up.
So what kind of situations do you come across in your line of work? Water coming in from like rain, heavy rains?
Right. Well, there's different categories of water. The first category, it's called clean water. And basically what that is, it could come from a burst pipe, overflowing sinks, defective appliances. That would be a source of clean water. Also rain or snow coming into the structure. That's where there's little to no contamination in the water. Category two, which we call gray water, that can come from an overflowing washing machine. It dumps water on the floor, your dishwasher, aquariums, water beds leaking over your floor. That's slightly contaminated.
A waterbed is slightly contaminated?
Yes. The water lives there for I don't know how often people change their waterbeds, but if they don't,
some people never change the water.
Right,
in
and
their
if
waterbeds?
It's not often, it's a dark place and
you get funky things growing in there?
Mold, mildew, bacteria, you name it.
Okay. So that's why it's gray.
Exactly. And groundwater seeping in through your basement as well would be considered gray water. And that's not from flooding, though. That's completely different category, which would be black water. And that is highly contaminated water. That's disgusting.
That's the sewer pipe stuff?
Right. It could be sewer. It could be from flooding, but mainly sewer backups and floods coming into the home.
Okay. Question. How about water heaters? What category do category do they fall into, please?
Those would be category one, because it's clean water coming out. It hasn't been contaminated by any sources. So,
but oftentimes I see it
red.
Yes.
And rusty.
That's why I would think it would fall into.
Yeah. It depends, like you said, how it comes out. If it does come out clear, it would be a category one. And also with the category one and two, if you leave it long enough, it will become a category three. So that's also why it's important to get it cleaned up.
Critical.
Right away. Yes.
Critical. Okay. And you guys are there all the time. Well, maybe not you personally, but the number that you can call, one can call, it's a 24-hour...
emergency service.
Okay. What's your number?
The number is 570-822-4700.
And your web address?
www.servproofhanover.com.
Okay, great. So if this water's been sitting there and mold develops, what do you guys do about that?
Well, when you get into mold, it gets into a lot. You know, there's health risks involved, insurance. It might not be covered under the insurance. Another reason to check your insurance policy. When you do a mold cleanup, the most important thing is to make sure if it's a big area, you want to block off that area so you're not spreading mold spores throughout the house.
So in other words, don't walk through the puddles. Don't walk through the water and then take it through the rest of your house.
Exactly. And when our crews get there to clean up the mold work, we will make a containment area and the rest of the house will not have any chance of getting contaminated.
Okay, so do you tell people to move if there's furniture or things, belongings in that area? Do you tell them, is it wise to move it or don't move it?
Well, with the furniture, you want to get it up off the carpet because there's a chance the actual furniture can bleed into the carpet, or you can start getting rust stains on any of your belongings.
Well, the water will get sucked up into the furniture?
It could.
Yeah, that's all I need with your antiques is just to get that category 3 water sucked up into my furniture.
And that's one of the things with the furniture, especially the older furniture like that antique furniture, will, it's dry, and if the water's laying there on the floor, it will wick up through the legs of the furniture and damage or destroy your antiques, any kind of furniture, any wooden legs. If you can't put it up on blocks, or even if you can put it up on blocks, they recommend using aluminum foil underneath it, and it stops the water from migrating up into the legs of the furniture.
I never would have thought of that. That's why you guys are here, because you know all the tricks.
Right. And most important, if you do have a water loss, make sure you shut off the source of the water loss or get a plumber in ASAP, because we could come in and do the drying, get your home back to pre-loss condition. If that same problem still persists, we're going to be back there again, which has happened in the past. So.
You have a sump pump story, don't you?
Yes. We got a call for a sub pump failure, and we went in. You know, our guys did all the work, did all the drying equipment, got the house perfect. I would say about 2 or 3 weeks later, there was another big, heavy rain. He failed to get his sub pump fixed, have somebody come in and replace it, and we were back there again the very 3 weeks later.
But this time the insurance didn't pay for it?
No.
Because it was his fault he didn't get
right,
the sub pump.
Right, he did not maintain it properly, so. Oh.
That's not one. Oh, that's a bad one.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so mold. What kind of mold develops? There's different types of mold. There's white mold. There's black mold. What are you looking for when you go in?
Well, black mold is the mold that you should be concerned about. That is the toxic mold, which especially to children and elderly people, it could be very damaging to their health, cause upper respiratory problems, headaches, nausea. So that's the main one that you want to look out for.
Mold can cause, like you just mentioned, allergies, asthma, infection of the lungs, skin rash, and respiratory problems. But mold spores, can they be seen?
Not in the air. Mold is everywhere you go. Outside, it's in your house, it's in the store, it's in this room we're sitting in right now. It's the black mold that builds up that causes the problems. I know there's a lot of laws and regulations in effect nowadays about mold, which I'm sure you with the real estate have to be aware of as well.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. And with us today are Heidi Vandermark, Marketing Manager, and Jay Rake, Sales and Marketing Rep with ServPro of Hanover Township, Bear Creek. And ServPro is a franchise company with over 40 years of cleanup and restoration experience. They specialize in the cleanup and restoration of properties after fire, smoke, water damage, and you mitigate mold and mildew situations, and lead and asbestos, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Today we're talking about water damage and mold. So should mold, and what we do, real estate, to put sales together, buying and selling real estate, should mold break a deal?
Not necessarily. We can go in, if there's mold in a basement, we can go in and, you know, we can't always guarantee that all the mold's going to be completely gone, but we can do a pretty good job at getting rid of the toxic mold.
Okay, so yep. don't walk away from the deal because there's mold.
You guys? Right. I went into a house that I was showing to somebody, and as soon as I walked into the basement, I started coughing. And sure enough, I walked into the other room, and it had the dreaded black mold all over the wall.
Right.
From a nice, damp basement, somebody had sheetrocked over it, and the house had been vacant for a long time. And I could tell as soon as I walked in, you guys can take care of that?
Exactly. And we always bring in a third party to come in and test the mold, just because it's a conflict of interest on our end. If we were to test the mold after all of our work is done and performed, we bring them back to test the air quality to see how much mold is left in the air, if any.
Very good.
Okay. So mold can be cleaned. And do you offer a guarantee with it?
There's never a complete guarantee that mold is out of the air. Like I said, we can go in and do our job, and then we will, like I said, have the third party come in and test for mold.
Okay, so after you come in and clean and restore this property, what tips do you offer a homeowner to keep it moisture free?
Well, humidity is a big thing, especially where we live. We have summers that have very high humidity, and the humidity outside will affect the humidity inside. So anything greater than 55% is when mold really likes to start growing. So I don't know, a lot of people do have humidity where they could check the humidity in their house. That's one good thing if your house is prone to mold.
So dehumidifiers?
Exactly.
Run the dehumidifiers, especially right in the lower levels.
Yeah, and it's important too in the summer months when you have air conditioning, because that can put a lot of moisture in the air as well. So if you want to run a dehumidifier, you know, alternate it to keep that humidity level down.
Okay. Good advice. Well, we're going to head towards this short break, but before we do, we'll review a listing.
Yes, I have a house, 122. It's a lovely house. I don't have just any house. I have a lovely house. It's 122 Homestead Street in Dunmore. It's listed for $154,900. It's three bedrooms, two baths. The first floor has a kitchen that was remodeled in 2004. The exterior was painted in 2009. It has a breezeway that connects the garage to the house, a rear deck with privacy fencing, hardwood floors, tiled main bathroom. It also has an in-law suite in the lower level with the kitchen, an in-law suite. Oh boy, doesn't that sound wonderful? With the kitchen, living room, bedroom, and a bath. Laundry room and a storage room completed all in 2004. That's 122 Homestead Street in Dunmore for $154,900.
Okay, thanks, Pat. You don't want my mother living with us?
An in-law suite, the idea of it is just wonderful.
Too close for comfort.
Yes, a couple of doors away is okay, but I don't know about downstairs.
Okay, all right. Well, it's break time, and we will be back shortly with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker of Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. When opportunity knocks, you want to be ready. At Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate, we have an exceptional understanding of the real estate market. With over 40 years experience, we make sure when you walk through our door, you will be given the highest level of service. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate can help smooth the way when things get complicated. You need the real estate representation you deserve, and Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate can deliver.
Hi, I'm Pat Devaney, and I'm a realtor with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. We will guide you during every step. Call us today for any questions. Whether you are buying or selling, call 570-344-6724. That's 344-6724. Friend us on Facebook or visit jruddy.com. And don't forget to tune into the Real Estate Roundtable Saturdays at 11 a.m. and Sundays at 11:30.
This is the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, in with Pat Devaney, my husband, fellow realtor.
Good morning again.
Good morning again. We're back from break, and we're in here today with Serve Pro of Hanover Township, Bear Creek. And we're with Heidi Vandermark, Marketing Manager, and Jay Rake, Sales and Marketing Rep.
Good morning, Jackie.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Before the break, we were talking about mold and water damage, and if it's left, if water's left.
If water's left unmitigated, you can get mold spores growing within 24 to 48 hours. So it's very important that you have someone come in there and clean, not just clean the water up, but to dry it. And that's the important part. You can mop up all the water you want. You could soak it up with towels. You're not going to get into the fibers of the wood and dry it out on your own. You need a professional company to come in there. We have water. We have meters that we probe into the wood, and it'll tell you the exact moisture content of that wood and what it should be. And that's how we determine how many air movers we need, how many dehumidifiers. Because a lot of times you can't get just the water out of the wood or any solid surface. What you have to do is you have to blow air over it, which picks it up, gets it into the atmosphere, and then we have large commercial dehumidifiers that will take it back out of the air. So you take it out of the surface, put it into the air, then take it out of the air and get rid of it.
Neat. State-of-the-art equipment.
Yeah, yes.
We saw that stuff working. There was a listing where the water was running
severe water damage.
3 weeks.
Ooh.
The water was running
down
from
walls.
From the upstairs. Of course, it's from the upstairs bathroom.
It always is, as high as it can get.
3 weeks. The paint was coming off the ceilings.
It was a disaster.
It was a disaster.
The hardwood floors were buckled. Oh.
Yeah, that reminds me of we had a water loss that we just did last month. She left the water for 3 weeks before calling anybody. We came in, her wood floors, it literally looked like a roller coaster. It was
buckling up.
Buckling so bad. So that's another reason why it's very important.
And when I went in and they had all the fans blowing, I almost got knocked over. They had so many fans blowing. And they had this big giant, it looked like a giant ice chest. It was like 3 feet. I couldn't figure out what it was. Now, when you were telling the story, it clicked exactly what the equipment was.
Yeah, dehumidifiers, they're similar to what you use in your home, but they're large commercial. We have two different kinds. One that uses a chemical that would be similar when you buy a pair of shoes. There's that little packet of stuff in there. It says, do not eat. It's a chemical absorbent, and that's one of the items we use to dry it out. But a big part of what we do with the drying is testing before, during, and after. And that'll tell you your relative humidity in the room, the moisture content in whatever you're trying to dry. That tells us what we need to dry it out. That tells us whether we need 5 dehumidifiers or 10. And that's the important thing because, again, the longer you let it set with the humidity in there, the more you're looking at secondary damage, mold, fungus growing, continuing to rot of the wood. Wood will rot very quickly in a moist atmosphere. So you want to get that dried out as quickly as possible.
Well, we're talking about, obviously, the obvious damages that are the result of water in a home. What are the less than obvious?
There are quite a few things in your home that you would never think of that could cause water damage. If you have an ice maker, that obviously there's water, a very small water pipe that comes from the basement into the back of the refrigerator. If you had a small leak in that, it's behind your refrigerator or under your refrigerator, you would never notice until it was too late. There's little things like that, your line that feeds your dishwasher. So it's very helpful to periodically look under those things. See if you see a little bit of moisture. See if you see a little bit of mold growing back there behind underneath your cabinets. If you have a small leak in a drain pipe under your sink, you might not notice it until it's too late. So periodically check those things. Another thing is your window air conditioners. If you have window air conditioners in your house, make sure they're tipped outwards so that the water is falling out of the back of the air conditioner as opposed to running down the walls.
Right. That's what you were talking about before the break, the air conditioner you were talking about.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, it'll take the moisture out, but if it's not tipped outwards, it'll just put that water back into your house, and you'll notice streaks underneath the air conditioner running down the wall. It's a very bad sign. You need to get that taken care of right away.
Right. Damaging that wall.
Damaging everything underneath it.
And going down to
whatever's beneath it.
No. Everything runs downhill. And that's where you're gonna have the problem in the highest part of your house, in the most difficult place to reach. That's just the way things work.
Okay. Murphy's Law, right?
Yes. Mm,
then we get the lovely mold growth and we're in big trouble.
Yes.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. And in here today with us is Serve Pro of Hanover Township, Bear Creek, Heidi Vandermark, Marketing Manager, Jay Rake, Sales and Marketing Rep. We're talking about mold and the less than obvious places. Anything else you can think of? When I go into homes, oftentimes people think that mold is a basement problem, that it's often found in on the foundation or in the corners or in the floors of the basement. But, you know, here are things I'm thinking here today as we discuss this. There are other areas that we should be looking for. Another obvious place, if a toilet's running or, you know, sink is dripping. So those are the obvious. How about more or less than obvious things?
The attic is another big one that people may not realize that we see a lot. In the wintertime, ice dams form on the top of your roof, and they get under your shingles. When they start to melt, they get under your shingles, they start dripping down into the attic, and all that condensation builds up, and you go up there one day, and it's mold city.
Not good.
Absolutely not.
And sometimes, where the roof line meets the wall, or where the ice dam is, it's usually going into a cubbyhole, and it's usually stacked with boxes or
exactly
an area that you don't usually see.
Right. That's usually not very well ventilated. We've seen situations where attics were over-insulated.
Right. And the mold will definitely, it eats off of the insulation. It'll eat off the cardboard boxes. That's what makes it grow.
And it had no place to go. The air had no place to go when it was mold city, like
exactly.
You just said.
They love the dark, damp places, so anywhere in your house that you could think of, be sure to check on a regular basis.
And ductwork is a biggie too. I mean, how would you know what's in your ductwork? But if you have ductwork for your heating system or air conditioning units,
you could call us in. We could come and check your ducts. A lot of times there could be mold in there as well. Anytime you turn that on, you're blowing mold spores into the rest of your home, which again, you're breathing in. It's not good for the upper respiratory.
And you guys will clean out the ducts?
Yes.
Okay.
State-of-the-art equipment.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. And, you know, on the break we were talking about, I just want to digress a little bit, skunks.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Let's talk about skunks.
Yeah, come on, Jay, give me a skunk story.
All right. A lot of times skunks, especially homes out in the more rural areas, will only have crawl spaces under them. There's always a way to get into a crawl space. You'll get animals in there. A skunk smell, if anybody out there has had a skunk spray near their house or under their house, it's a horrible smell that lingers for a very, very long time. We do have chemicals in our deodorizer units that are specifically made to neutralize skunk odor. It takes a one-time shot. We go in there, do the whole house all at one time, and eliminate that odor. It's a very, very hard odor to get rid of. Skunk is one of the worst.
Just ask our office manager, Angel. She had that happen to her about 3 months ago. She lives in the woods in Moscow. She had a skunk underneath her house. She had no idea. She couldn't find it, but she knew it was there. It ended up dying under there before spraying her entire house. But our guys got it all cleaned up for her and
skunk free. And my uncle hit a skunk, I remember, with his car years ago when he was going to get rid of the car because he couldn't get rid of the stink.
It is, and that's another thing that we didn't really hit on is we do odor removal. If there is something that went bad, a freezer went bad in your basement and you haven't gone down there, or a relative who went out of town and something went bad, we do odor removals also out of the air. Anything you could think of, an animal dies, you know, a squirrel gets down in your wall and dies inside there and just the odor is left. We can neutralize just about any odor you can think of. It takes a little bit of time. It takes some specialized equipment, but we can get rid of just about any odor you could think of in a home.
So you have an effective means.
Ozone and thermal cleaning, thermal fogging machine, which fills your house like a smoke machine at a nightclub or something like that. It fills your house with that, with the deodorizing chemicals in it. And it.
How long do you have to stay out of the house when you do that?
I believe in most cases you could be back in the house the next day.
Okay. Not bad.
If I could get rid of the skunk smell, I would worth every penny.
Yes, we have skunks in the neighborhood.
Yeah, Jackie would want to go stay in New York City for the night. So there hopefully we don't get a skunk.
There was a skunk family living under our neighbor's front porch.
I walked outside and there was a family of skunks going across my lawn. I thought it was this giant ball. It was mama and like four little ones. I just quietly closed the door and went back inside the house.
Okay, lots of great information, guys. Thanks again so much for coming in with us to talk to us last week and this week. We enjoyed you. This is Heidi Vandermark and Jay Rake with ServPro of Hanover Township, Bear Creek. How do we get in touch with you, please?
You could give us a call 24/7 at 570-822-4700. And you can also go to our website for more information about our services. www.servpro of hanover.com.
Before we leave today, Pat, would you like to review a listing?
Yes, I have a listing at 631 North Irving Avenue in Scranton. This is a two-family, built as an apartment house. It's a two-story, two-family house listed for $138,500. It has new windows, new electrical panel and wiring, new patio area, new parking area in the rear, new roof, tile floors in the kitchen, two front porches. Looks like it has a nice view with wood floors. First floor has a 21 by 20 foot master bedroom. This is 631 North Irving Avenue in Scranton for $138,500.
Thanks, Pat. And our tip of the day, Glam Your Mailbox. An upscale mailbox, architectural house numbers, or address plaques can make your house stand out. There are high-style die-cast aluminum mailboxes or handsome hand-painted mailboxes. If you don't buy new, at least give your old mailbox a facelift with paint and new house numbers. Home improvement centers or hardware stores generally have an impressive selection of decorative numbers. There are brass house numbers or architectural address plaques, which you tack to the house or plant in the yard. This will give a fresh, new, appealing look to your entrance area.
Thank you, Jackie.
We have to say goodbye. Thanks for joining the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM The Talker, again with Jackie Ruddy and Pat Devaney.
Thank you, Jackie.
Goodbye, Pat, of Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. You can email us during the week
at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can call us toll-free at 888-399-5225 or 570-344-6724.
View our listings or search the MLS by going to jruddy.com. That's jruddy.com. Have a lovely weekend.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker of Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. When opportunity knocks, you want to be ready. At Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, we have an exceptional understanding of the real estate market. With over 40 years experience, we make sure when you walk through our door, you will be given the highest level of service. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate can help smooth the way when things get complicated. You need the real estate representation you deserve, and Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate can deliver.
Hi, I'm Pat Devaney, and I'm a realtor with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. We will guide you during every step. Call us today for any questions. Whether you are buying or selling, call 570-344-6724. That's 344-6724. Friend us on Facebook or visit jruddy.com. And don't forget to tune into the Real Estate Roundtable, Saturdays at 11 a.m. and Sundays at 11:30.